From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love. The Wallingford Coffee Company, recently acquired by Michael Lee Chin, has been brewing more than just coffee. To find out what exactly they've been doing, stay with us on Sharing the Love. Students and teachers of Westphalia All Age in the Hills of St. Andrew recently got an additional reason to be thankful. This after the Wallingford Coffee Company handed over several tablets and a computer to the school. As a bonus, the company also facilitated internet access. Vice Chairman of the Wallingford Coffee Company, Mark McIntosh, says outreach in the community started with the farmers who were assisted with initiatives to improve their productivity and maximize their output of coffee.
So we spent a lot of time helping the farmers to increase their productivity and to, in the end, have a better life so they could do well for the kids and for the families.
Vice Chairman of the Wallingford Coffee Company, Mark McIntosh. He says during the time spent with the coffee farmers, the company recognized an even bigger need, one that could not be ignored.
We started to realize that a lot of the schools up there almost neglected because they're so hard to reach. And so we quickly realized that if we want these children to compete with the rest of the world, just like how their parents' coffee competes and does well in the rest of the world, we needed to bring them up to speed.
And so, the Wallingford Coffee Company sought out schools within the area with the greatest need for assistance. They found a few, but decided to start their outreach at the Westphalia All Age School. At that time, the school had 3 computers and no access to the internet.
So we said, instead of doing the typical situation, what we try to do is bring these schools internet, bring them a computer or two, but then also provide tablets for the students.
The school, with a population of 60 students, received 10 tablets, a computer, and internet access.
But receiving the tablets and an additional computer, I think we'll be able to help the students to do research. We have since acquired the internet so that the students will be able to see what is happening in the wider world.
Principal of Westphalia All Age, Sylvia Walker. The students at the institution are overwhelmed and excited about the new tools donated to boost learning.
And I feel happy about getting the tablet because it helps us to do math and English.
I'm glad to have the laptop and computer to know what is happening around the world.
Students of the Westphalia All Age School in St. Andrew. In addition to the electronics, the school's infrastructure was boosted with the installation of a security storage room for the equipment.
So a lot of what we've had to do is actually create mechanisms to secure the devices. So we've also built a very elaborate safe for these devices. For the school, we're also building a workstation that's lockable and that, you know, people can't penetrate after school hours, etc., to take remove any of these devices.
The Wallingford Coffee Company, in its effort to give back to citizens, has also donated 3 tablets to the Westphalia Basic School.
We've also pledged to help as many schools as possible in the remote coffee regions, but close to Westphalia School is also Westphalia All Age School. There's also Westphalia Basic School, which we are also providing tablets to.
Vice Chairman of the Wallingford Coffee Company, Mark McIntosh. The Wallingford Coffee Company is one of the major exporters of both the Jamaica Blue Mountain and the Jamaica High Mountain coffee. The company offers a complete line of roasted products for the local and international markets.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and
I'm Ruth Ankar, and that's it for today's program. Remember to join me next week to find out who is sharing the love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.